At universities across America, students of color are seeing racism on campus and saying things have got to change here in order for us to flourish. That conversation's happening now at Seattle Pacific University, a Christian school in the Queen Anne neighborhood. Almarina Herrera Quintero and Deshik Kim Hawkins are two students petitioning the SPU administration for more diversity and social equality. Deshik told me he decided to attend SPU because it's a Christian college. But as a student of color, he says he struggles there now because, as he put it, a white evangelical culture dominates campus life, and that's directly opposed to the Jesus he sees in the Bible.
And when I look at Jesus, when I read the Bible, I see a marginalized person. I see a person of color. I see a refugee. I see a lot of these things that, with a white lens, as you're reading scripture, you're unable to see because for some reason, somewhere along in history, the chosen people, the Israelites, has suddenly become America, this very ethnocentric way of viewing religion. I want to see theologians, professors, especially Christian institutions, willing to deconstruct all of those beliefs and say, hey, this Bible was not made for just the blonde and blue-eyed Christian. Jesus was not that. Jesus engaged the culture. Jesus changed the world. He pushed back against all these ideologies and really tried his best to experience the things that the least of these experience, the marginalized. I believe him being born in a lower income community amongst the poor was intentional. And I think us as middle, upper class white Americans, without that experience, we're unable to do that. And in a lot of ways, that's where the petition stemmed from. That we don't have enough voices on our campus to teach and preach the things that the students need to learn in order to understand how we can deconstruct a lot of these things we grew up with in the Western church.
Almarina, what specifically do you want the SPU, Seattle Pacific University administration, to do?
I want them to see what is it that we're talking about. A lot of times they think corporately, they think systemically of, okay, what's going to be better for the holistic group of students here on campus? But the best way for me to approach them in these situations is view these students, these marginalized students that are telling you, hey, I'm experiencing this, as your own. And within the petition, there are several things, for instance, like the Chief Diversity Office, where we want that to be something that's one of the first things implemented.
What is a Chief Diversity Office?
It'll be somebody that works with different diversity committees on site with the school, students that are also involved in that. So student leaders would also say, hey, I, as an RA or part of the student government, see that this diversity issue needs to be addressed. And because of that, we need to bring this forth and seek it out.
What would be an example of a diversity issue and how the committee and office would handle it?
Yeah, for instance, I'll use RAs for example. RAs are somebody that they come in contact with the students within the residential halls every day. This is firsthand where students have their experience on campuses, and this is where a lot of our problems are stemming from, is within the residential halls, because this training and this understanding and this learning is not being sought out, and because of that, students are having to basically deal with the repercussions of it.
I'm speaking with Almarina Herrera Quintero and Deshik Kim Hawkins, two students of color at Seattle Pacific University, petitioning the school's administration to create a diversity office on campus, along with hiring more diverse faculty. We have seen similar movements to this on campuses across the country. How do you respond to somebody who says, you college students, you can't demand respect, you have to earn it?
You know, the concept of earning respect is a very interesting one, and it's a really privileged thing to say. When you are privileged, when you're white, and when you're dealing with white guilt and white fragility, you're constantly in this space of, finally, for the first time, especially with racial issues, you are not the answer as a white man and even a white woman, especially regarding race. And for a lot of people who kind of believe in this unity, believe in social change, but they don't know what to do because for the first time in America, the white individual does not have the answers or solutions. You see a lot of this tension happening of like, we need this time to be centered around people of color, that you need to hear the voices of the oppressed. And when you come up with these white allies, especially on our campus and campuses across the nation, you have these board members and presidents and provosts that for the first time, no matter how much money or education they have, they're unable to come up with the steps needed to make it a better place for students of color. So the demand of hiring more diverse faculty, the demand of hiring a chief diversity office and officer, very, very needed, because we need people who experience this type of oppression, who can speak into the systemic injustices that people of color face, that you're just not going to experience if you're privileged to live in a life where you don't have to experience that.
So you want a diversity office on campus. You want SPU to hire more faculty of color. Almarina, are you asking for what you want or are you demanding?
We're asking. We're not demanding. Demand is a very strong word. Even though we'll say they are demands in quotations, it's something that it comes with a sense of urgency. So when we say that we're asking, it's because we are pleading and we are reaching out for those individuals to come and help us, for them to make those systemic changes and to make that a better place for students. Demand is a very strong word, and that's saying that I myself have privilege, and because I'm a student of color, I deserve this, which is partly, yes, it is the case. I am a student. I am a person that feels I am human. But at the same time, it's wrong for me to demand something from somebody else.
And that's an interesting point that Almarina points out. It's we're not privileged to demand things. The differences that we have is a sense of urgency. The students of color are saying, we need these things to happen now. We don't want a 10-year plan, 15-year plan. Students are coming in from lower income communities, ethnically diverse communities, coming in to Queen Anne, this Western white evangelical school, and they're dying every day. Emotionally, physically, mentally, they're going through these experiences. And so, how can we be a school that promotes diversity and justice if we're not keeping faculty and staff accountable for that? And in a lot of ways, that's essentially what we're doing. We are keeping the school accountable for the things that they say they stand for.
Deshik Kim Hawkins and Almarina Herrera Quintero are members of the Seattle Pacific University Justice Coalition. After listening to what those two students had to say, Seattle Pacific University's president, Dan Martin, told me that his goal is to make SPU a place where all students can flourish.
It is an imperative for us as an institution to ensure that all students that come here, that we accept to study here, that want to be here, have an opportunity to flourish, to have a voice, to have a place, and a sense that they belong.
What about your view of what Christianity is? What did you make of the students saying you need to deconstruct an ethnocentric view of Jesus and of Christianity?
I do believe that there are lenses, as they spoke about, that you view life from and you view faith from. And we all have experiences that feed into this broader idea of the type of community we are and a type of community that strives to be Christ-like. I think forming that together into more of a common story is really what we seek. We're not perfect, obviously, but we strive to exhibit and live the values that Christ lived and called us to live, and certainly the reflections of who Christ was, the students we're talking about, is a part of that story and is a reality that we need to recognize and incorporate into this broader idea of the Christian story and what it means to have everyone speak into that from their perspective.
Talking with the president of Seattle Pacific University, Dan Martin, this is your chance to tell your listeners, to tell students, to tell parents of those students and the community, these are the concrete changes SPU is making when it comes to diversity and cultural engagement. So in a nutshell, what do you want us to know you're doing?
Well, in a nutshell, we're listening, first of all, and we're engaged in a conversation and partnering with students and others in our community that want to speak into this. There are areas that we've identified that we're making progress in. We are hiring a chief diversity officer. The full makeup of that unit is to be determined as we have various groups of across campus working on a profile. We are working on training for both faculty, for staff, as well as for student leaders. We're working on recruiting practices and hiring practices and retention practices. So we're moving forward on all the key areas that the students asked for in their petition for us to pay attention to and to work on.
I'd also like to talk about how you take this personally, President Martin, because you told me, you know, this has been personally challenging to me. What did you mean by that?
It has been. To come into this experience and to be responsible for institution and its future and creating a place that where all students can flourish. I mean, these are students that you get to know personally. These are students that they're not just here taking classes, but living within the context of this community, you develop relationships. And if there's some way that we have let them down, where we have created an obstacle or a barrier, intentional or otherwise, that's something that I want to address as a leader. It's not only for their future, but certainly for this institution and the students that come after, and for the administrators and the faculty and staff that follow. So this has been a personally challenging time where I've had a lot of conversations. I've been also trying to put myself in their place as the person of other. So I've been trying to find moments in those cross-cultural engagements and opportunities where I can begin to feel in some way what our students are feeling and what they're talking about in terms of their experience.
That's Dan Martin, president of Seattle Pacific University, responding to a petition from SPU students of color asking for more diversity and a change of culture on campus.